Today's episode of the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast has been brought to you by Toys That Make a Lot of Noise. Entertain your child and lose your mind in one simple package.
Mr.
Hello and welcome to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. Today is Monday, the 11th of August, 2014. My name is Eric and I'm a stay-at-home dad, or put another way, Mr. Mom. Hello everyone, how are you today? I hope you are all doing well, and I hope you don't mind the occasional noise of Thaddeus's toys over there. Might come through, I don't know. Anyway, how are you? Hope it was a good weekend, full of stuff, good stuff. Mine was full. I did a lot. I usually don't. It's not great, but I don't go out much. I wish I did, but this weekend I did. I went out a couple times. My sisters, they were kind enough to come get me and come take me to get my hair cut. And that was fun. My hair. I don't know if you've seen a picture of me, but my hair was nearly halfway down my back. It was very long. So it's quite a drastic change. None of it is more than an inch long anymore, so I chopped it all off. And that was a freeing experience. It was first it was kind of jarring, but now I feel pretty darn good about it. It feels nice. Nice and fresh and clean. I was a little worried that when I got home that Thaddeus would look at me like, who's this guy? But thankfully he didn't seem to even faze him at all. But the other thing I did this weekend was we took the family out to this water park called Cowabunga Bay. It's a silly name, but it's a water park. It's not just a bunch of pools. It's bunch of water slides, and there's little kiddie pools and areas where there's stuff spraying everywhere for the kids to play in, like fountains here and there and splashy deals, and there's this huge bucket that fills up and then dumps water on everybody. It's this huge water parky cool place, and we took the kids there. Colette had a ton of fun. She at first was a little wary of going down a few of the slides. But after a little bit of time, she built up the courage, and I kind of helped her through it. And there was a few slides, not the big intense ones, but there were a few kind of more chill out, just kid slides that she went down, and they weren't nothing. They had a few twists and turns around the way, but you know she finally got the courage up to go down one of those, and she really liked it. She had a lot of fun. After a while, she started just going down and down again. there was a lazy river, you know, those things too, and Colette had fun in that. Now Thaddeus, most of his time there was spent kind of overwhelmed. I mean, there was plenty for him to have fun with, stuff that we know he likes, fun little pools of water like the bath, little sprinkler fountainy things that he loves to play in. He loves that stuff. But I think it was hard for him to get into to relax. There was a lot of people there, a lot of noise, a lot of just overwhelming. I think it overwhelmed his senses. He was just overloaded. It was too much. Because he just kind of, a lot of the time, he just kind of stood there. We would, you know, I would bring him into a little bit of water, or I would take him near some fountains for him to play in, and I would try to engage him and play, and for the most part he was just standing there like, what's going on? But after a while he kind of got used to it a little bit, and he ended up having some fun too. So that was good, but it was, I guess I should have thought of that beforehand, but I didn't expect to see him just kind of deer in the headlights, overwhelmed by all the sensation. But yeah, that's what happened. But he was, you know, he had fun eventually. And that's what we did. It was a full, fun weekend. Anyway, I hope you all have a lovely day, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. If you like the show, do me a favor and leave a review on iTunes. It would be really nice, and it helps new listeners find the show. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can always find me on Twitter. The username is Mr. Mom Daily. You can also email me at MrMomDaily@gmail.com. And there's also the website MrMomDaily.com. Thanks for listening.